James Duthie, our buddy's in studio. What's up, James?
Just everybody's going to go nuts if Tiger makes birdie here and makes the cut, and he'll only be down by 17 or something. What is going on here is nuts.
Kepka,
this is Tiger 1997.
These guys, James, they'll be speaking on the broadcast as if that happens, like, you know, he's just got to have a good Saturday to get back. Like,
it's over. It's over.
No kidding. And he's
I'm not saying Kepka's won. Like, he could... He's probably going to win, but somebody could catch him. But Tiger's not going to come from 16 back on the
weekend. We were saying mentally
weekend.
He's probably like, do I even really want to make this cut? Like,
yeah, right.
Why would you make
he does.
This putt?
He would.
Why would you want
because
to?
Because he's Tiger and he wants to why? Be around for the weekend. And
really?
Why? So people can stare
believes,
at you?
I'm sure he believes in his head.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
He's different from everybody else. So he believes he could go 65, 64 and that Koepka could fall apart.
Does he have to make this to get in?
He has to make
this. Yeah, he's got to chip in.
Right. Can we do our golf commentary? He's hit it low. He's going to go low with the drag. And
see
Tiger Woods
later.
Does yeah. not make
see
the cut.
See you later.
Trump just
slamming.
Start up your engine and make your way down the I-95.
No.
You're
he's
done.
Sailing away in his yacht.
Well, listen, whenever the yacht shows up, it doesn't work for him. Like, the yacht was there last year, wasn't it, at the U.S. Open where they had
Shinnecock.
Brooks is going to have a bigger yacht in about 2 years.
Well,
we were just talking about that. What is it going to take? And this guy's on an incredible run. He's at the top of the golf
course.
He's
the best player in the world.
But he asked, when does he get to Tiger status? And I said, calm down.
Yeah, not happening.
It's going to take at least 3 or 4 years, if maybe more of this play.
He'd probably have to win 2 majors a year kind of thing. Like, look at him now. People were still, who was it? One of the guys on Golf Channel. We called him Brooks Cupcake or something like that. Didn't think he was a real contender, and it's ridiculous. But no one's gonna have. It's like no one's gonna do what Tiger's done. The whole Tiger phenomenon. There was so much involved in that. The guy was on the Mike Douglas show when he was 2 years old. But to get to his status as the most dominant golfer, probably win. I mean, if he wins a Grand Slam or something like that, or wins.
But James, you know, he's probably gonna win this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
That's. Four of the last seven or four of the last eight?
I think four of his last seven starts, he was one off. I stood next to him at Augusta. He had a 15, 13-foot putt or whatever to make the playoff.
Right.
And all that history might not have happened if he got there.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. He's never going to replicate Tiger's resume or the aura that is Tiger Woods.
Right.
But, you know, what made Tiger, I think, so different and so special was when he showed up, everyone was like, it's him versus the field.
Mm-hmm.
And the field is terrified of this guy. I don't know if Koepka's that far off. Like, I don't know if Koepka, like, at Pebble next month, he's clearly the favorite.
Yeah, the
clearly
the favorite. I know what you're saying. The level of play that he is above everyone right now is getting close to that sort of thing. This could end up being, if he parred there, that's the lowest 36-hole total in the history of major professional golf in 140 years. I couldn't see if, I think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, no one's been a 12-under par in a major in the history of professional golf. I mean,
through 36 holes. Right.
And that's through the Tiger era. Like, he won at Pebble at 12 under. He finished at 12.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
And look who he played against.
Third place was 12 over.
Can we get into more important things? I was listening to you guys on the way in talking about our golf. Golfing with your buddies and joining up in groups and stuff.
Well, what do you think of that philosophy? The old type yourself into people you don't know?
No, I don't like that, but I've grown up, I'm the opposite of Hayes. Like, I didn't grow up with money. We had a local municipal course, so me and my buddy Mark Ward would have to show up and play with different guys, and we were 15 years old playing with adults who I'm sure wanted no part of us. And now I'm with Club
Lake. What was your go-to line? Can we join up with you guys?
Yeah, do you mind if we join you? But so it happens all the time at Club Link. Like, hopefully you'll know guys, but so yesterday, me and my buddy Troy, we go to Station Creek because my course is still closed, and two gentlemen join us, which is, you have to think, when there's a lot of times, Hayes, there's like five foursomes. So then if you got like three twosomes behind, it doesn't make sense. You're standing there for whatever. So you might as well play.
I do agree with that. Make the twosomes play
join
together.
Join the twosomes. And this is what they did. They joined us up with another twosome. I have no problem with that. So the guy's names, it was two Korean gentlemen, Michael and it was like Toll. I couldn't really understand, but it sounded like Tall. So we called him Tall. And so it functioned well. Everybody
was
polite.
Didn't you ask him what his name was?
No, he said Tall, but so we called Tall. It was close enough, so we called him Tall. No, it was tall, but it might not have been the perfect pronunciation right, is what I'm right. saying.
Okay.
So, nice you. Guys. We play all around.
Jimmy
you know,
is just horrified listening to this.
Right no, it's, there's nothing. It's we pronounced it as best we could.
Yeah.
But this is so embarrassing. As the round, you know, you're saying, nice shot, Tall. Nice shot, Michael. That's about as much as we communicated all day. Really polite. Everything went fine. But then somewhere along the way, I'm terrible with names, and I forgot. And at some point, I transitioned Tall to Long, and I started calling him Long. And I was like, great, beautiful putt, Long. Great putt, Long. And then my buddy comes up on 17. He goes, it's not Long, it's Tall.
So he didn't correct you personally?
No, he didn't correct me, but because they'd forgotten my name, too.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Because yeah. they weren't really saying anything, but once in a while he'd say, good shot, buddy, like that kind of thing.
Right.
But so, Long and Tall, so I had to apologize to him on 17, but he was very nice about it. But the story I really wanted to get to, the greatest walk-up in the history of my golfing career. I just moved to Toronto and joined TSN, and I was playing with a TSN guy, former TSN guy named Tommy Duke, and he took me to some Muni in Markham, which I don't even remember the name. All I remember, there's a lot of telephone wires. I don't know if you've ever played
it. Oh, it's Parkview.
Yes, Parkview. So at Parkview, they got the speaker system. So just me and Duke go to the tee, and just as we're about to tee off, third joining group on the tee. All right. This guy walks up. He looks like, what is it, D. Snyder? Who is the guy from Twisted Sister?
Yeah, D. Snyder.
Or like the lead singer of Styx. He's got that hair.
Yeah.
He's got a jean jacket, jeans, and cowboy boots.
Let me guess. Alice Cooper.
No, it's just a guy.
Just a random guy.
But, but the other thing is, do you still have your clubs in here?
No, someone stole them.
Okay, I don't know if I can describe this for your listeners, but he steps to the first tee.
And he's golfing in this attire?
He's got cowboy boots, jean jacket, and jeans. But he holds the club like this. So you know how guys putt with, if you're a right-handed player, left hand on top?
Some yeah, yeah,
putt
yeah.
that way?
Yeah.
He took every shot left hand on top.
I would have
been
punchline,
so
he shot like 74.
No way.
He never missed. And he said, yeah, I've just been doing this my entire life. Just if you're sitting at home not driving right now, put your left fist on top of your right fist.
And shoot right.
And try to swing a golf club.
That's shocking.
But he was driving like that too?
Driving. Every shot he did the whole day. In cowboy boots, jean jacket, and jeans.
You know what that was, though? That was
sickening.
It was probably a tour player that was punking you that was dressed up.
Right. It was candid camera. You didn't even know.
Exactly.
I was expecting somebody to walk out of the bushes with a camera.
See, that at least you got a story out of that. And to clarify my earlier comments, in terms of playing public, like municipal courses, you know that going in. If you got a twosome, you're going to get paired up with someone. I've done that hundreds of times. But if you're at a private course and you have paid your dues.
Yeah, that's no good.
That's where I think you have the right to say, sorry, man, the course is wide open. Saturday at 8:30, I understand if the starter's going to be like, listen, we can't have singles and doubles. We've got a lot of people that want to play. Tuesday afternoon in July when there's four people on the course, mind if I play? No.
I did.
I don't want you to play. Like, go play on your own.
Famous story. My course in Carolina was always closed on Mondays for maintenance because it's open all year long. So we had to go to this Muni course called, what was it called? Wildwood. Wildwood Greens in North Carolina. And it was just me and my buddy. And we were both kind of single-digit handicaps. And this little kid, he was probably nine years old. He comes up, and he's just like a total little southern gentleman. He's got the southern haircut, hat. And he gets on the tee, and he is just dialed in. So on the second hole, I was like, we were just, my buddy always was talkative and trying to be supportive of the kid. And he's like, my name's Webb. And years later, we were watching the Arnold Palmer. And we see this kid from Wake Forest named Webb Simpson. I go, that's that little rat we played with at Wildwood Green. Who else's name is Webb?
Yeah. Wow.
And it was unreal. He was amazing.
And was he a little kid then? Sorry?
Yeah, he was like 10 years old. We went around with his little bag. He's like, yeah, my name's Webb. And I'm like, all right, fine, Webb, let's go. I'll come and play. And he just started dialing in these shots. Right. I said to my buddy, I'm like, this little Webb guy.
Sure it wasn't Spud Webb?
Why wasn't he
yes,
at school?
Long.
35.
Why wasn't he at school? If it was a Monday. That Although his response know. Probably would have been, why aren't you at practice? You're a pro athlete. Yeah. What the hell are you doing
That
here?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I had a
it was
haze.
In the summertime.
Oh, okay.
We had a guy a couple of years ago at St. Andrews Valley. We showed up late, and two guys who definitely did not want, they were Hugh Hayes, they did not want to be joined. And this guy was the most annoying guy. He was so angry that we were there. He was like on his phone, talking in our backswings. And then one time on like the fifth hole, we were way across the fairway. I was talking to my buddy like in a whisper voice. And there's no way he could have heard us. And he shanked a shot. And he yelled across the fairway, "You guys shut up! You've been bugging me the whole time!"
No way.
And I was one of the few times I got up, turned around, and left.
I'm done.
That was it.
See, that
I didn't say a word, picked up my bag, turned around, left.
I think that's my concern, is I don't have faith in humanity.
Right.
So... because sometimes you do get paired up, and they're great guys, or it's like what you had, where we're just going to do our own thing. You're a twosome. We'll say hi, you know, nice shot. I'll pick up the pin, do your thing. But we're not going to converse. We're not going to sit around and talk about our backstories and all that. But if you get somebody, if you get a single or a pair that are belligerent, or clowns, or brutal, and it's going to ruin the whole rhythm of the round. You just have no idea what you're getting.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm sure it goes both ways.
Most of the guys are great. I ended up paired up with two like 80-year-old guys a couple years ago, and they were just like really old. And one guy hit a shot and goes, "Ah, if I hit another one like that, I'm lighting up a reefer." And I thought he was making a joke to his buddy. they get to the green. Sure enough, out they come. Out comes the fatty.
Wow.
And these two guys.
That I appreciate.
Well, he would have probably a prescription for it if he's 80.
I don't think it was prescription involved. It was a retired musician.
Wow.
But he was about 81 years old.
Good for him.
Those two guys on the next tee.
Well, my horror story is I swipe my credit card at Pebble Beach, $500, and I get on the tee with Brett Hedekin, my former teammate, and I'm thinking it's just $500. We want to play nice golf. And the starter goes, "You two are with these two lovely ladies right here." And I look... and it's like older ladies, and they hit the ball 10 feet all day. 10 feet, 10 feet.
That was your one round at Pebble?
And I'm like, I just paid, this is...
That's where you have a legitimate beef and gripe. Like it's, everyone's
allowed to play. I went to the starter and I go, "Sir, $500. I'm nothing against women playing golf at Pebble Beach, blah, blah, blah. But me and my buddy, I'm visiting him, and we wanted to play Pebble, and I didn't want this experience."
Right. $500. $500. You should be able to go out.
$500. You should be able to tell the guy to stuff it. I'm not
but
doing.
Can't absolutely. They pair you with somebody who's close to your handicap?
Well, guess who the next two guys on the thing were? I go, couldn't you kind of do the kind of connection here and put us with them?
Yeah.
No, that's just what's happening. And he's like, "By the way, play fast out there. It's a pace of play thing at Pebble." Guess how long we're on the course for? 6.5 hours. I wanted to take a dump on the 18th green and say, "I'm never coming back." Like, it's Pebble Beach, and I was out there for 6.5 hours with two strangers that couldn't hit it more than 10 feet.
Yeah. Well, at least the scenery is beautiful.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's the one saving grace.
It is, but anyway. Still. That would
honestly, just a dump on 18 and then just say, "I'm never coming back."
Do you think the Bruins are going to golf this week? Do you think they would dare be spotted?
Oh, yeah. I played golf when I went to the final every other day.
Like when you were in the Cup final, you were playing golf.
We were every off day, no practice, golf.
I guess you can, but...
I bet you MJ played game days of the final.
No, I don't know about game day.
Steph Curry played almost every day, I think. He said last year or 2 years ago. I'm maybe not game day, but...
Game day is...
Probably 36 off days.
I don't think any athlete that says they play golf, I think they're lying.
On a game day, you mean?
Yeah, the only one that I knew of, and that was years ago, was Grant Fear. And they had to dial him back. Remember, Fears, he was... shooting like 54 holes on a game day.
I'm sure everyone's heard stories. You guys are more connected. But.
You know what? If you actually can't sleep and sleep means nothing to you and kind of resting, what the hell's wrong with golf? If you're rolling your back out, you're in trouble.
But it's more about if you're in the sun all day, it's just draining.
Stephen Rice in Carolina was scratched a legendary amount of times. And he decided, "I'm just going out for a warm-up in Greensboro, so screw it. I'm going to play 9 holes. And it was so hot, he didn't have a hat. He shows up with a suit on, and the assistant coaches are like, "Come on."
Yeah.
He goes, "What were you doing today?" He's like,
Did he have the white forehead?
No hat. He didn't wear a hat.
Oh, okay.
Because he had none.
A fully burned face.
Just a scorched face, and everyone's like...
Remember Dave Chyzowski, the name Dave Chyzowski, second overall pick to the Islanders? Our last game of the season was in Florida against the Panthers. We weren't making the playoffs. A bunch of guys took their naps by the pool. And Chiz, I believe, got he shirt off. He had the John Candy in summer rental. Like, I don't know if he was able to play that night. It was that
I don't think
bad.
You could play. If you have a serious
sunburn.
But you imagine putting that on the list?
Yeah.
Yes. Is that, like, upper body? But
I don't know
in
how
the, in the pre-upper
that.
Body, lower body days?
Yeah.
Out with...
Just serious, a brutal burn. John Candy burn.
Yeah, out, like a serious sunburn.
Comma, sunburn.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Well, the Bruins, I mean, they're going to have time to recover anything that's ailing them. And Chara, I mean, he didn't even play last
night.
Those
young guys will be...
Well, it's funny, that sweep tree on that side, right, has all been the layoffs, right? The Islanders sweep the Penguins, they're off for whatever, 8 days. They get swept by Carolina, Carolina's off for whatever, and now Boston's going to have 11 days probably, unless this thing ends in two more.
Right.
Yeah,
so that'll be a test.
The only thing I would challenge with those other teams is, like, the Bruins have kind of, they're a well-oiled veteran team where, you know, Justin Williams... Outside of that, you're looking at the experience in Carolina. They didn't have much as far as that amount of time off. Same thing with the Islanders. Like, you know, I think those teams weren't as deep as the Bruins. Like, I don't think Big Z is going to allow his team to be, you know partying all day. Like, I think Z's the type of...
You might get a period of rust or something.
Yeah, I think Boston will be a team, if there is one that's still left that had a huge break... It would be the Bruins that I think could survive that and still be okay.
11 days rest before they play, I would have a good 3 or 4 day
yeah, you
kick
gotta,
at the can.
You could
no, they're not showing up for the rink until at least Monday.
No, but what I was thinking of doing is
I would go away.
Carolina.
Are you allowed to go away? Carolina. A situation like that, could they go?
If they say don't be at the rink until Monday,
you'd have to be careful. Because that's where
Odell Beckham Jr.
I was just going to say, was that the
it was in Miami.
Giants. Yes,
the Giants.
Yeah, but it's the same thing.
It's like you don't, as long as you don't post anything.
But what if somebody else does?
Pastrnak is a guy who's very alive on social media. If they're going somewhere this weekend,
yeah, he hangs out with Gronk and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be very wary of that. You're 3 weeks away from a whole offseason. Like, yeah. Why are you going away?
Yeah, can you please just stick around town?
Like, why do you have to go to Cancun?
What is
now?
The area like in Boston?
Go to Hyannisport or something. Go out
what
to
is
Cape
it called?
Cod.
Cape Cod or
yeah. Go hang out at Cape
Nantucket.
Cod. Nantucket.